Hi, friend, and welcome to the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a place for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a business that integrates into your life instead of taking over it. So let me ask you something. How would it feel to unapologetically chase your definition of success? See, I'm on a mission to do this, and I want you to come along with me in becoming an unapologetic entrepreneur. This is someone who has defined success on their terms and is committed to setting boundaries and making progress towards achieving that success. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and after several years of entrepreneurship, I found myself chasing someone else's definition of success, and I actually couldn't answer the question, what does success look like for you, Amanda? This started me on a journey to understanding this answer for myself, and I now understand that our definition of success, it evolves over time. But the key is to always know what our definition is in each season of our life. And on this podcast, I am dedicated to exploring how other entrepreneurs have shown up unapologetically and sharing my journey, of course, too. So pop in those earbuds so we can explore topics such as success, goals, mindset, of course, marketing, and money. You will walk away inspired through stories and ready to take action through clearly defined steps. So let's dig in. Hello, my friend. Today we are talking about failure and how to navigate it in your entrepreneurship life, but also, of course, life in general. And you've probably heard it before that it's not a failure if you learn through the failure. And I 100% believe that is true. But you know what also is true? It's the fact that the feeling of failure is so terrible and so incredibly hard to move through. So maybe you're navigating a failure right now. Maybe you had a launch that didn't go as you planned. Your health is taking a nosedive after you promised to get healthy. Maybe you lost your job, or you just can't be consistent with something when you say you want to be consistent. So no matter what, that feeling of I failed is really, really tough. And this conversation that I'm having today with my guest is not here to tell you that it's not hard. The feeling is real. We both get it. But it's okay that once you sit through the feeling, it's actually a good thing to sit through the feeling and actually feel it, but it's really okay that once you're through that, this is crappy feeling, and you get on the other side of that, that you look back and actually learn from the experience. Because failure is the best teacher you can have, but it's only after sitting through those crappy feelings that it really comes true. And I want you to remember something, and really hear me when I say this. Just because you failed at something does not mean that you are a failure. I really want you to hear that, because it's too easy for us to think that we failed and therefore we are a failure, but you're not. It's actually the opposite. It means you had the courage to try something, because chances are you did something that you didn't know how it was going to turn out, and therefore it didn't turn out as you hoped. You then feel like a failure, but my friend, you were brave enough to try. You were brave enough to launch that new offering, even though the launch didn't go according to your plan. Or maybe you're sitting here thinking about your health, and I want you to know that having the courage to admit that your health is not where you want it to be is huge, because too many of us can sit and not have that admittance that we need to have so that we can course correct. There's a million things that we could give this example for, but you were brave enough to try. You were courageous enough to be honest with yourself. And so you, my friend, are not the failure. And I want you to say it with me. I am not a failure. I was brave enough to try, and I'll figure out my next step. I've done it before, and I'll do it again this time. Okay, so now you know how I feel about that, and I promise I'll get off my soapbox here. I just wanted to give you that inspirational message that you are not a failure, because we're going to talk about failure in this conversation with my guest today, which I'm really excited about, but I don't want you to think that you are a failure or that this is trying to take away that feeling. Like, the feeling is real. I just wanted you to know I get it. She gets it. My guest today is a big believer in learning from failure, and it was through an experience that she failed that it really came to light for her. And you'll hear her talk about it in this conversation, and it took her a really long time to say these words, "I was fired." And you can hear it in her voice, and you'll hear me talk about how when I heard that on her podcast, it impacted me in a big way because I could tell it was so hard for her. And I can't wait for you to hear this because she got on the other side of that, and it actually encouraged her to start her podcast. Her podcast is called But First, She Failed. And I was a guest on her podcast, and it was so lovely to meet her. And ever since then, of course, I've listened to more of her episodes, and they're so inspiring. So make sure to go listen to her podcast, But First, She Failed. But let me tell you a little bit more about the host of this amazing podcast before I turn the mic over to her. Paola Soares is a former journalist and a national news producer that had stories appear in Univision, Telemundo, and ABC News. And now she takes her passion of storytelling and helping women redefine failure while gaining clarity and confidence when it comes to their careers and businesses. She is so passionate about helping women escape their 9-to-5 through podcasting. Paola is a Chicago girl that has made Miami her home. She lives there with her husband and very active toddler son. And as this is going live, I'm excited to say that she is snuggling her new baby girl and enjoying some time off. And throughout this conversation, you're going to be inspired by Paola's story about how she follows her dreams, and she's going to encourage you to do the same. And one of the things that I love, and I know you'll pick up on, is how she hones in on truly understanding like what your dream is, what is on your heart, and that that dream is meant for you. And that no matter what comes your way, it's okay to let the sting happen. If the fails come, and I should say when the fails come, because they will, let the sting happen. But once you can dust yourself off, it's time to look for the lesson and then move forward. Because that dream that is on your heart is meant to be pursued. And there are people waiting for you and whatever you have to offer. So it's time to give it to them. So let me go ahead and turn the mic over and listen and learn and be inspired. Enjoy, my friend. Thank you so much, Paola, for being here today. I cannot wait to talk to you. But before I ask you all the questions, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you and your business?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Paola Soares, and I am the host of the But First She Failed podcast. It's a, you know, it's a top 50 podcast on the Apple charts as far as entrepreneurship and all that. And well, we go up and down the charts, as you guys know how the charts work, but it's the first and only podcast that focuses on talking to trailblazing women that are just like trailblazers and influencers and all that. But we talk to them about those moments of failure or their moments of quote unquote failure, and how those moments propelled them to where they are today. So it's like a spin on this concept of failure. And a little bit more about me, I am a former national news journalist. I have worked with Univision as a national news producer, Telemundo, just different, you know, my work has appeared on ABC News and just different outlets and stuff. So that is my background. I'm also a mommy to a three-year-old, a very, very active three-year-old boy that keeps me on my toes. I'm married. And, you know, have a few businesses with my husband, online businesses. So I'm a multi-hyphenate person, I guess you can say, with a lot of little things around there. So, yes. And then I love to inspire women to just really find clarity on their thing, on like what they're called to do, what they're, you know, what they're passionate about. Cause my heart is really to bring women out of jobs that they hate, that they feel stuck in, and figure out like what they feel really passionate about and get onto that, you know, start their business or their side hustle around that. And one of the ways that I help women do that is by coaching them with podcasting and different things of that nature. So that's just a little bit about me.
I love it. And I just love so much that you talk about failure. I am never shy about talking about how I have fallen down. I mean, I have many, many podcast episodes on this. Yeah. There's one in particular that I had this day that it was just a tech meltdown, just a nightmare of a day. Yeah. And before, like it was, usually people will talk about the failure after they've recovered from it.
Yeah.
And I had this just horrific day.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure to link it in the show notes because I can't remember what number it is.
Yeah.
But I had this just terrible day and nothing got fixed in that day. Like the day continued on being horrible.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to talk about this before I fix it. And wow. So I went into the closet, you know, because like my office is in shambles. I go into the closet and record this episode near tears. I mean, it had been just a terrible day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm very happy to say that I fixed everything like in the coming days. But but that episode is one of my favorites to tell people about because it's me in the middle of the failure.
Yeah.
So I love that you have a whole podcast on this.
I love that. I can't wait to listen to that episode. So I'm going to look out for that.
I'll have to send it to you after we get done recording for sure. Yes. So tell me how you thought about calling attention to this, because there's a lot of podcasts, there's a lot of content for entrepreneurs, for women entrepreneurs. What made you think and focus on failure?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I think it's very near and dear to my heart because it's a very big part of my story. A little bit about me. So like I had mentioned, you know, earlier, I'm a former national news journalist. And so, you know, after college, I moved across the country. I got this great opportunity to work in national news. And, you know, I loved it. And I was working in national news, doing all the things. Though I was dealing with imposter syndrome, I was dealing with all the things, the insecurities, the lack of confidence. You know, my identity was wrapped up in what I did, like who I worked with, the celebrity, you know, all those things. Sometimes it's easy for us to get, you know, our identity to get wrapped up in our accolades and what's on our business card or how many followers, all those things, right? And so for me, you know, I was kind of in a dangerous place to begin with in regards to that, and which I think a lot of women actually, you know, deal with, right? A lot of imposter syndrome. We can be in these roles that are very coveted, but we can be on the inside just so nervous and just so full of anxiety and, you know, dealing with all this. I'm looking for the words right now, but just kind of all this fear, right? And so about 5 years into my career, I actually took a leap of faith and I went for this news startup. So it's so funny to say news startup. So it's a you know different type of kind of like a different twist on news. And it was kind of the talk of the industry at the time. It was this big project by these two major companies. And so I took an opportunity and I went with them. And a year after I got there, I was let go from my position. And I say this very hard because even if you go back to like on my podcast, episode one, it was years after it happened. But for years, I couldn't even bring myself to say, and I said it for the first time on that first episode, was that I was fired, right? Like I couldn't say that I was fired, you know, because my background, I had always gone from one job to another. I had always aced interviews. Like I had always been like, I had never been let go from a position and, you know, much less fired. You know, that term was just, I still am not 100% comfortable saying it, right? Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show how deep the wound is, you know? And so for me, basically, you know, I went through this season where it's like, I was let go from that position. And it was just so painful for me where instead of, I always say this, I didn't feel like I failed at something. I felt like a failure. Right? Like I identified with the failure. Like I felt like this marked my life. Like, oh my gosh, I was let go from this position. I had this really cool career going for me. I was in my late 20s and all of a sudden I was let go. And it literally marked me where it's like, I felt like I'm never going to get up from this. I'm never going to, you know, recover. I just felt like a failure. And for me, it was just so deep. And because of all the things that I had mentioned, like I had been identifying with my career and the company that I worked for and all these different things. And for me, it was just so deep. And along my journey, because I wish I could say that it took me a few weeks to get over it. You know, I wish I cried it out and, you know, ate ice cream. And then like a few days later, I was better, you know, and I started a business and all the things were good. But for me, it actually took me years and it took me years to get over it, right? It was a journey and a process. And through that process, one of the things that I learned was, and it's going to sound super kind of foolish, but for me, one of the things that I learned, I remember was that I started reading all these autobiographies of these women that I looked up to and all the things. And I started realizing, oh my gosh, all these really cool women, they have these moments of quote unquote failure and they're look at where they are today. And then I started realizing, oh my gosh, this is normal. This is part of the process. This is not something like I'm not weird. And then I started looking back at all the women that I worked with and, you know, at my former position and that are national news anchors and really well-known names and these politicians and these celebrities and all the things. And I started looking a little bit more into their lives and I realized, no, every woman, every successful person has these moments of, and I say quote unquote failure because I don't really believe it's a failure, right? But I had this revelation and I was like, this is normal. This is part of the process. Why don't we talk about it? And then there was this other pivotal point in my journey where I had heard the speaker and he said something and it just really resonated with me, right? He said, in life, it's not either you win or you lose. It's either you win or you learn. And when he said that, I was like, oh my gosh, it's not either you win or you lose. It's either you win or you learn. And I realized, I started looking back and analyzing this whole situation and other situations in my life. I'm like, oh my gosh, in every situation, I'm either winning or I'm learning. And once I started to see it that way, like, it was so freeing. Like, I had gone, I also, in addition to that, have like this specific framework that that I kind of help women with go through. And, you know, it helped me tremendously. There were a few things in addition to that, but it was just like, oh my gosh, these two pivotal moments and these realizations. And I realized that this is such a disservice. So many women are in their careers. So many women are in their businesses or doing whatever that, you know, the thing is. And, you know, or it could be in their personal lives, you know, relationship, all that. But it's like so many women think that failure is taboo and they don't talk about it. And because we don't talk about it, it's kind of a disservice, you know? So that's why years later, I just felt called to start this podcast around this topic, because I'm like, let's talk to really successful women and hear what they do. But I want to hear about that moment in every single conversation. I want to hear about a moment of failure, because I think it's really important and we need to have those conversations.
I am so glad that you followed this passion. I'm sorry that we all end up dealing with it along the way. And this is part of your story, but I'm so glad that it ignited this fire. And I have to tell you that I can actually remember the moment that I heard you on your podcast say that you were fired. Wow. And I could tell that it was very difficult in that episode number one, that you said it. And I cheered you on so big in my car.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because it was like, I wished I could be there with you when you said those words, because I could tell how hard it was. It was like, it was truly part of your story and you shared it with us, which is huge. So if you've never heard that before, I want you to know it impacted my life in such a way that it's like one of those moments that I was like, oh my gosh, I know exactly where I was. I was driving in my car and
wow.
Yeah, because I mean, I think it's so important to recognize those moments. But what you did was you didn't gloss over it like, and I'm through it now. I mean, you are, but you didn't gloss over the fact of you had to work through it.
Yeah.
Hey there. I promised to get you back into the episode really soon, but I wanted to share a special message with you today. So maybe you're feeling like you've let yourself or others down because your business isn't performing like it has before, or you think it should be right now. I want you to know that you, my friend, are not alone. So many of my clients are feeling this way as well, but the clients who are still feeling proud of their businesses have two things in common. They've continued to make progress towards their goal, and their business is still profitable. So even if they aren't exactly where they wish they were, they are still proud because of these two things. I'm on a mission to help entrepreneurs build a profitable and productive business. And if you're looking to do this, I would absolutely love to support you. You can find all of the available options on my website at amandamckinney.com/work with me. But if you still aren't sure what option is best for you, or you just want to have a conversation, send me an email or a direct message on Instagram with the word support, and we can have a chat and see what will fit your needs the best. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
You and I didn't talk about this when you had me on your podcast, but you know, one of the things that I can look back on in my life as a failure, right? Quote unquote failure. I was let go. I was laid off. So the company that I worked for before I started my own business went through a layoff. And while I can't say the phrase fired, it sure felt the same in that moment, because I was like, there's a list of employees and I was one of the ones that they were like, we can do without her.
You
know?
It's painful.
100%. I mean, it hit my ego so hard. It's a shocker that I ended up creating my own business after that.
That's powerful that you share that. And I also feel like in this moment that we're, you know, that we're talking, I feel like there's so many companies that are, I mean, I keep reading about it on the news. One of my best friends, she works for Meta, and you know, they recently had so many layoffs, and I was talking to her, she wasn't affected, but there were so many, you know, I talked to her the day before, and it's just like 60, like, it's just crazy the amount of people that are being laid off. And like, I don't mean that company, but so many companies, you know, and it's really like, it goes, I guess it's kind of like this feeling is a universal feeling. Like what we went through, it's not something that's like, so very few people go through. It's something that's more common than we talk about, I think. So I love that, you know, that you just shared that with me. And I think I can identify with you with that as well. So
Yeah, it's, I think we can probably both, like, we just went back to that moment. Like, I remember sitting in the office and hearing these words come out of their mouth and thinking, oh my gosh, like, yeah, my world just changed in a huge way. Yeah. Oh my gosh, what do I think about this? And it changed so many things. And it's not like I started my business the next day. I think it's really important for me to say, yeah, like, yes, I ended up starting my business because of it, yeah, but it wasn't right away. And I immediately started applying for jobs. I was panicked as all get out. Yeah. There was a lot that went in between that, but I'll never forget that moment because it just felt like, oh my gosh, this ego hit of,
yeah,
I mean, you just don't think you're a good worker.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, yeah, after probably for a really long time, you thought, I'm a great, yes, worker.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. You start identifying with it. You're like, exactly. I mean, that's the way you said it was perfect. But it's like you start thinking like, oh my gosh, the company can do without me. Because like you said, they made a list of the employees that they needed and they made a list of the, right, people they could do without. And they obviously thought that they could do without me and they couldn't put me in another place in the company. So that is a very painful experience. It's like, it feels like rejection. It feels like defeat. It feels like you're being cut. It feels like so many things, right? All at once. And like you said, it's a major life change that you're going through, right? It's like now you're applying to all these places, you're trying to get a job, or you're taking time, you know, with your severance package to like, you know, cry it out or whatever. But the point is that like you had probably planned on being at this company for a few years, at least a few more years, right? And it's a very painful experience that unfortunately so many people go through, which is, I think, is one of the reasons I love that you teach women, you know, teach people how to become, go from being an accidental entrepreneur to an unapologetic entrepreneur, which I love that because I think, my gosh, there's so much power in that. So I'm just really excited to be here because of that, you know?
Oh gosh, same. It's one of those things, you know, I think it's kind of interesting. We're talking about failure. And I think a lot of people end up not doing things, whether it's start the business or take an action in their business or change careers or whatever it is, moving across the country, all of these, because they're worried about failing. They're worried, right, about what's going to happen. And right, one of the ways that this could have shown up for me, and I'm very glad it did not, and it's only because I've done this for several years now, and I knew to hire for help, you know, I knew to, yeah, do that, was me writing this book. I was like, I know I want to get this book into more hands, yeah, and that's going to require me reaching out past my network, which you and I connected because me and my team pitched your, yeah, podcast, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And people ask me all the time, especially because I'm getting on all these different podcasts, and they're like, how are you getting like on all these? And I was like, but you don't understand. For every yes, there's like 10 no's,
yeah,
or, yeah, no response.
Right.
And 100%. I think the worry about failing or not getting the yes or whatever just stops people from taking action. And I hope everyone is hearing in our voice, like how cool it is that you and I got to connect because, yeah, I and my team,
yeah,
were not scared to just go for asking the question. And I'm so grateful that you and I have connected now.
Yeah. 100%. And I think I agree with you 100% with that sentiment. And I think so many times it stops people. And I think the crazy thing is it can stop people, not only, I mean, you know, at the age that we're at, like I've seen people, like I know people, like family members or relatives or, you know, neighbors, and I can see them that they're in their 60s and it's very clear that they had these aspirations or they had these goals and dreams inside of them. And they never got to them because of, when you boil it down and you really analyze it, it's fear of failure, you know? And I think it's a very powerful thing that we need to kind of combat because I feel like the risk is so high. The risk of not going for the things that you love and not doing something that you're passionate about. You could, and I've been there too, where it's like you start becoming a little bit bitter, right? You start becoming a little bit of a hater. And like, you and I are both like cheerleaders. Like we love to cheer people on and like, you know, cheer for people. And that's just very much in me. But I remember there was a season where it's like, I started kind of almost becoming a little bit of like, not so excited for people. Why? Because I wasn't doing what I was called to do. I wasn't doing the thing that made me happy. And then instead I was living in that fear of failing, right? So I was living in that in between where it's like, I'm too scared to take the jump or I'm too scared to do the thing. And so I'm miserable with my situation, but I'm not doing anything to change it, right? And some people stay there for a really long time. And that's kind of the risk, right, of not doing that. So I think that that's really, really powerful. Like you said, you know, I think, it, you know, to go for it. And despite, you know, the fear of failing, it's like you kind of weigh it out and you're like, you know what, I'll take that because What if the thing works out? And then I can go for that. I can start that business that I want, you know? So I think that's
really powerful. Oh, I had never thought about what you just said of when you weren't going for what you wanted and living the life that you wanted to live, it started to change you.
Yeah.
And like you weren't the cheering people on natural self of yourself. You was more like closed off and bitter. Like you said, like that's a huge change.
Yeah. And like I said, the risk is you could potentially live the rest of your life like that. You could live 20, 30 years like that, where you just become someone that's, like you said, closed off, not really excited for others, not really dreaming, not like in this space that's just kind of like, it's not a great place to be, you know? And so I just feel like the risks are so high, but we oftentimes, when we're scared of failing, we only think about, like, you know, what people are going to say about us. And we think about that more. So don't take the risk, as opposed to this whole other thing. Like, well, what if you don't do it? What if you just stay there? And this is what life looks like for many years.
Mm-hmm. So when we're thinking about taking that step, so like someone's listening today and they're like, okay, it's bubbling up. Like they're feeling the feeling of like they're being called to do something, but it's not realistic for most people to change their life completely right away.
Yeah.
If someone is nervous to take a big step, maybe it's starting a business, maybe it's changing a business, maybe it's leaving a job. It feels like a big thing.
Yeah.
Do you have any suggestions that help people take one tiny step towards not taking action, if that makes sense?
Yeah. I think probably the first baby step is like working on your mindset and kind of reframing the way you see failure, right? Kind of what we just talked about, right? If you don't do this thing and if you feel so called in, I think you can probably relate to this, but I know that when I've been in a job that is not for me, it's like all of a sudden I'm in this role. And for me, it feels like I start feeling very bored, very like every it feels mundane. It doesn't feel like it's fulfilling me. Not only that, I feel like sometimes it's like there's like this little alarm going off inside of me going like, this is not for you. This is not for you, Paola. Reroute. Like I know. You know what I mean? Sometimes I would shut it off and like stay in something a little longer. But I would know when something wasn't for me. And I would know when I was like a circle trying to be in a square box, like trying to fit myself into a square box, you know? And I think one of the things is like listening to yourself, right? First of all, like listening to that little voice inside of you that's telling you like, this is not for you. You're meant for more. It's okay to be meant for more. You know what I mean? Like you are absolutely who you have to be. You were created the way you were on purpose and for a purpose. There's like something special calling on your life that, and everyone has different dreams. There's a reason why everyone has different dreams, right? Because we're all different. And, you know, and I think once we start thinking that, like first, like listening to that little voice and then reframing kind of like how we see this, it's like, what are the risks, right? If I stay in this versus if I go for it, I think that's probably kind of a little bit of the first step. And as far as like an actual practical step, I would say do something like take some time to really like brainstorm and try to set, maybe write down some of the steps you could take. It could be a baby step, like, you know, redoing your resume, or it could be like a baby step, like, you know, spending some time like reflecting and figuring out what business you really want to start, or like who you want to serve, like what type of people you want to serve, like who are you called to help, you know? So it's, and if you take one baby step, the thing about confidence is that it doesn't come, like you can't just get confidence by seeing something or watching something. It comes from action. So that's why it's important to take a little baby step. And even if it's like very small, it's like, you're not going to leave the business or you're not going to leave your job tomorrow. But if you start updating your resume, or if you start maybe looking around, or if you start kind of dreaming of like, what could this look like? What type of side hustle could I start on the side? And then doing the smallest thing, even if it's like starting an Instagram account, just with a handle of whatever thing you want to do, something tiny like that, that could go a big way. And if you do a little bit of that every day or every week, you set aside time to do that, that goes a long way in building your confidence. And then you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, I already did all these things, you know?
Yeah. So. Oh, I totally agree with the action. We can think about things all day long. We can dream about things all day long, but nothing happens without taking action on it. And we have to, like, I think very much with what you just said, like, we don't need confidence And in my opinion, we all have confidence in us. It's buried usually, but it's in there. What we need is courage to take the action before we know what the result is.
It's great. Yeah.
And it's so, because everything I can look back on in my business, I had the courage to start the podcast. I had the courage to start the business. I had the courage to do these things. And I'm certain that people have said, her podcast is crap. I don't like what she's doing in her business. Like, I know there's going to be people out there that don't like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people who do like it. Yeah. And so I'm, at least for me, I'm focused on those people and like, who can I help? Who can I serve? And I know that for your audience and my audience, like we attract people that are trying to help other people, services, products, with whatever you have your business in, you're looking to make the world a better place. And so we have to focus on who we want to help. And I found that that is a really huge, it's a help for me when I am nervous, when I am scared to take the action.
Yeah.
I try and focus on the person on the other side of the screen.
Right, right. I've heard it be said that it's not about you. It's really not about you. Ooh. All the thing that you're doing, things that you're doing for your business, it's not really about you. It's about who you're serving. It's about the person that you're helping, right? It's the person that if you didn't start this podcast, someone's going to listen to your podcast in like a year from now or this episode maybe, and it's going to really impact their life. And it's not about you, you know? And when I heard that, I was like, oh my gosh, it's not about me. It really impacted me. I'm like, you're right. I'm just going to do the thing. It's not about me. You know, it was one of those moments where I was like, okay, I'm going to do this thing.
Gosh, I love that. It's not about you. Oh, how we need to remember that, because at least when I think about this and I have tried to boil it down for myself, because I wrote about fear in my book, fear of failure, fear of success, like all of these things. And fear is very ego-driven. Mm-hmm. It's all about us of what are people going to think about me? What are people going to say? What if I fail, right? What if things change and I'm comfortable where I am? Like there's a lot that goes into that. But as soon as we can flip that as an entrepreneur specifically and think, but what about the other person who I can support and help? Who it's my passion to help this person.
Yeah.
So this is the dream I have and that you have. And what about that person? As soon as we can think about that person, it's like, just like what you said, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about the person on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that.
Yes. So for the person who is just loving every second and every word of this, but is so scared. I know you talked about those steps of the mindset and then taking action. But if you could sit next to her or him, whomever is listening and really feeling this today, if you were sitting with them, what would you say as their coach, as their mentor, as the person who's cheering them along?
Yeah, I would just say that there's a reason that you have that dream. Like I said, your dream is very unique to you, right? Because twins can be twins, but they can have completely different dreams or similar dreams, but not the same dream. And I just feel that there's a reason that you're on this earth. There's a reason that you're here. There's a reason that you have the dreams that you have, and they're very unique to you. And it's not a mistake, right? It's not a mistake that you happen to have that dream to start that pet shop or to, you know, start that gym or, you know, to be a business coach or whatever, or, you know, to have a podcast where you talk about money, whatever that thing is, that's within you. And there's also a reason why you go through the life experiences that you go through, right? Because I think so often, a lot of times the people that we are helping and serving are the people that we were in the past, right? The girl, like I tried to help Paola from like 10 years ago, right? Or Paola from 5 years ago, you know? And I think so often it's like you've gone through a reason. There's a reason you've, you know, gone through a challenge in your life, you know, whatever that looks like. And you've come out on the other side and you've triumphed, right? And now you can look back and everything that you learn, you can help someone. You can turn around and help someone get through that season of life that was really difficult or that journey or that challenge a lot easier, right? So I just want to say that it's not a mistake, that it's meant to be. And I think that, you know, you really think about, start dreaming about what's the kind of life that you want? What could this look like? How could you incorporate this into your life? Like there is no, I guess what I'm trying to say is that there are, you know, no restrictions. You can dream as much as you want to dream, but it's beautiful when the life that you live every day, when you are excited to jump out of bed in the morning because you know that you are living in your purpose, you're walking in your purpose, you are helping people. It's not just about you and your family. It's you're, like we talked about just a few minutes ago, right? It's the people that you are helping. And I think that you need to go for it. I think that there's a reason that that's in you. And if you don't go for it, you don't want to fall into the other category that we talked about earlier, right? What you don't want to think of what could have been had I tried. What would have happened if I would have tried this business 10 years ago? What would have happened? And it's been said that, you know, the best time to start something was, you know, I forget how the saying goes, right? It was 10 years ago or 5 years ago, but the next best time to do it is today, right? So stop hesitating. And just start the thing, start taking a little bit of action because there's a reason that you have that dream. There's a reason that you have that vision for your life and it's very unique and it's not a mistake that you have that. So I would just encourage you to go for it because you're going to help so many people, people that you don't even know yet. And I am just excited for you and I'm cheering you on. So that's what I would say.
Oh, I love that so much. The person that's listening is just like, yes, thank you so much. I just love it. So I know everyone's going to want to go and listen to your podcast, But First She Failed, but where else can they find you on the internet so they can follow you and learn more?
Yeah. So you can go to either paolasoras.com, which I know my name is both my first and last name are a little bit hard to spell. So I'll spell that for you, but you can go to P-A-O-L-A and then Soares, which is S-O-A-R-E-S.com, or you can find me on my handler on Instagram, which is Paola, I think it's paola.soares_. Or the place that I would love for you to come join me is the podcast on But First She Failed. You can listen to it anywhere you listen to podcasts, and I'd love to meet you there. But yeah, those are some of the places you can hang out with me and we can connect.
Thank you so much. I'll make sure to have all the links in the show notes. And I send people your way to your podcast all the time because it is such an inspiration. It has touched my life. So thank you for following your dream. And thank you for being here today.
Oh my gosh, Amanda, it's such a pleasure. You are such a breath of fresh air. I just like love chatting with you. So thank you for having me on. This was just such a pleasure.
So if you're not fired up after hearing her tell you to follow the dream that's on your heart and that it is very meant for you, I don't know what to say. Because as I was listening to her, I was just so fired up to follow the dream in my heart. And I believe you are too. I just love how she shared that message. And I really want you to take that away from this conversation. Yes, all the things about failure, but really when it comes down to it, the way that we are more likely to navigate failure is if we're following what's on our heart. If you feel like you're following what you feel like you should be doing, then it's not as easy to learn from the failure. It's not as easy to get back up. But if you're truly following your passion, you'll look at the failure and say, what can I learn from this? So your next step after listening to today's episode is either to write down your dream of what you want to accomplish, or if you already know that, I want you to take one tiny step toward that dream today. Not tomorrow, but today. You don't have to do a lot because it's the little tiny steps that you take consistently that's going to get you to where you want to go. So I want you to follow Paola's words and say, stop hesitating, just go for it. Be sure to continue to listen to Paola's incredible podcast, But First She Failed, to get inspired anytime you're navigating a failure. She has great resources, so go check that out. Everything is in the show notes as well. I want you to continue to follow your passion and learn from every single failure that you experience because they're going to come, so you might as well make it useful. And until next time, give yourself permission to learn from failure and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon.